Friday edition.
Somebody said for Jesse a gun edition.
No.
Yeah, I know. It's shocking.
No way.
It's very stunning. The Riley Yauch, who is our cousin sub of the day, cousin subs we believe in better, claims to do 22 distinct different voices / imitations.
So the question I have, how many, he is going to do an impression a segment, minimum.
At least,
How many will we get right without any clues?
Do you think we can get all 22 in into the show?
No.
You don't think so? We got four segments an hour.
We got four segments.
So we'd have to do two per segment. We'd have to do one at the beginning and one at the end.
May have to double up.
We can do that.
And then we'll still have time for Feel Good Friday, which I'll be doing from the car.
Like, how does he come up with just
I don't know. There's so many.
He's a fascinating fella.
He is. He's the man with the quill. It is also the cheering for the enemy? Cheering for Livy Dunn's boyfriend? All kinds of questions
great
about
gymnast.
Last night.
What a gymnast.
What a great gymnast. Not even the best gymnast on her own team edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, and of course streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com. And the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay, the aforementioned Riley Yauch. Would you like to do a voice right away off the jump before I even introduce Tausch, just to see if these are going to be up to our, I say this carefully, high standards of quality content on Wilde and Tausch?
All right, yeah, I think I can start with the Irish. You know, this is one of my favorites to do. It's not crazy. I don't know what exact dialect this would be, but it's not necessarily Conor McGregor, but I think it's pretty good. We'll have to, I don't know, I can ask you guys, what do you think? It's something, that's for sure. I don't know what you want me to say. I can just talk out of my book.
Actually know who this is, but I don't know his name.
What?
I know who Riley is impersonating. I don't know his name, though.
An Irishman.
Yeah, do you know who this is?
Is there a specific Irishman that you're imitating?
He's an actor.
No, I'm sure there's
an actor.
I'm sure there's somebody that sounds like this. I really don't know.
He doesn't even know who he's imitating.
He's in like the Bond movies. Like the Irish guy.
Maybe
that
he's
does
a
all the Bond movies.
The Irish guy in the not wait a minute. Not Sean Connery.
No, who's... No.
There's
that's
like
not
a villain? There's like an Irish
villain?
No.
It's the dude from Taken. I think that's who Riley is doing.
Liam Neeson?
I'd have to listen
it's
to
Liam
his,
Neeson.
An interview.
That's what
he doesn't sound
doing.
Like Liam Neeson at all, so we're off to a rocky start.
No, I don't like Taken.
Is that not Liam Neeson?
Maybe.
I don't think so, Jim.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Taken 2, which I thought Taken was a... No way would you ever sequelize that movie. Not bad. Like, for the scenario that it was in, I think Liam Neeson, who I think Riley was trying to imitate there, I thought they did a pretty good job making that.
Riley doesn't
so Riley,
think
that was
Riley
not
was
Liam Neeson?
No.
No, it's just a generic Irish accent from some
that's
region of Ireland.
That's not an impersonation.
I said accent /
do you
impersonation.
Not understand?
I put a slash. I specified.
All right, let me take everybody behind the curtain here. By the way, the star of the show, Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher, you've heard a lot from him already. Here's the deal. So Riley celebrated a birthday earlier this week, and if you fill out the questionnaire, which I don't because I don't want that being shared throughout the company, because I don't like to be the center of attention. Jesse, on the other hand, we know how he feels about that. But
for sure.
As part of the Q&A to celebrate his 17th birthday, Riley included this piece of information that he did 22 accents / impersonations. So we made it our goal today to have him do them. And I got to be honest, I'm already regretting that decision.
Why?
If is that your best? Like, did you decide
that
to start low and work your way up?
I think we're starting. That's sort of in the middle.
Oh, if that's the meme,
that's in the middle. It's not even really an impersonation.
It's not even really good.
Yeah.
No, it was good. Alrighty. I mean, it's definitely Irish.
You thought like, it was definitely. Liam Neeson.
Yeah, he thought
Liam
it was
Neeson
somebody.
Liam Neeson is Irish,
doesn't that mean it's halfway decent?
All right, well, we'll be the judge of that as we roll through the program. You said something, as is often the case. First of all, the fact that you've seen multiple Takens. So you saw the first, you saw how many are there at this point?
So here's the deal. I just want to make sure you understand. I've watched Taken 1, which I think at that point was just...
Were you taken with it?
I thought it was a really good movie. Yeah, I liked it a lot. I thought it was really good. And the premise of it is kind of goofy. Obviously, it's not ideal, but really good.
Liam Neeson's daughter is kidnapped, correct? That's the storyline.
He has a particular set of skills that old boy wasn't going to like.
I have a particular set of skills.
But then you'd think, how are you going to do a Taken 2? And I don't know the premise of that one as well, but pretty, not bad.
Wait, and then I you've don't know seen it, but you don't know the premise?
No. I've seen clips.
Oh, you joined kind of in progress.
The reviews and things like that.
Flipping through channels, sure. Okay. All right, so, but you did say Taken 2 was better, even though you haven't seen it in its entirety.
No. I said it's better than what I could have imagined, because Taken was a good movie. And a lot of times, well, let's suck on the cash teat of the Taken franchise, and we're going to continue to do that. Well, most of the times it's a complete and utter bust. All I'm saying is, in this instance, I don't think it was as bad as like a Major League 2 was, or a Major League Return to the Minors with Scott.
That Beckett. See, I think Major League 2 not terrible. Major League 3 back to the minors. Awful, like horrendously bad. Scott Bakula comes in and replaces Behringer. At least Tom Behringer's in the Major League 2. At least Euchre's in Major League 2. There's some stuff in there.
They shouldn't have been. I'm going to be honest. They shouldn't have been.
Roger Dorn, big star. All right, so speaking of baseball and major leaguers, Riley, you did your Sports Center. You informed everyone that you're going to be at the game tonight and told them to...
To pull up.
Pull up to Section 429.
No one else. Josh, have you heard that phrase before?
Pull up? Yeah, I've heard it, but I would never use it.
That makes sense.
By the way, is Section 429 in the stadium? Or is that outside the stadium?
I'm pretty sure it might be close to the Euchre seats up behind home plate. I'm not sure. I'll have to look at the map.
So you're inviting people to... We'll get to Paul Skeens.
To pull up.
But you're inviting people to come to your seats and say hello.
Sure, yeah. There might be fans at the Brewers game tonight. We can talk shop.
You can talk in Irish accents.
Exactly.
Think you're Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Well, are you going to give your specific seat location? Because Section 429 has a lot of seats.
Well, I can inform you I will be wearing a Brent Suter jersey, number 35, former pitcher. And I can...
Suits.
Suity.
Yeah. The Raptor. And I think
is that what they called him?
Yeah.
Do you do a Brent Suter imitation by chance? Is that one of the 22?
No. I know he did impressions. He did a really good Jim Carrey impression. They did a bunch of videos of, they do like little skits. Like, do you remember the Sandlot skit the Brewers did back in the day?
I do remember that.
Yep, they had that one. They had, what's the movie with Jim Carrey? The, not Step Brothers. No, the comedy, the buddy comedy, where they're in they have the dog car, and what's
Dumb and Dumber?
Dumb and Dumber, yes, they had a Dumb and Dumber skit as well.
They have the dog car.
Yeah, the dog car.
Samsonite, I was way off.
Yeah, they did the scene from the dog car, and Brent Suter does a really good Jim Carrey impression.
So, Riley, with this special talent, like Liam Neeson, your special talent. Do you utilize this at parties? Because I am always interested in people bringing something fun to the table. Mm-hmm. Do you go to a party? Like, if you're a good juggler, bring out the balls and juggle. Like, if you have a special skill set, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you utilize your skill set at various parties or when you're going to meet your girlfriend's family?
Mm-hmm.
Do you say, I have a special skill set, and I'm going to utilize
it?
Risky. I would not do it when I was I did not plan on busting it out when I was meeting my girlfriend's parents for the first time. And still, if they listen back to this show, it will be probably the first time they've heard it. I have brought it out at parties before.
They don't listen to this show.
Is it successful?
Yes, it actually has been successful.
I would think so.
I've been told people enjoy it, but I know comparatively, I don't think it's something a lot of people attempt. So it may just sound good because they've never tried it before, and then they try, and they're like, oh, man. Yours sounds way better than what I can do, so that must mean it's good.
All right, so I guess my requests.
Yes,
I gotta go get my juggling balls apparently for the next segment.
Can you juggle?
Oh yeah. I stayed home from class one day at the University of Wisconsin.
How a juggler like? Juggle. Can you do four, or are you just a three trick pony?
I'm a three trick pony, but I can do the. Now it's been a while. But I can do the take the bite out of the apple on its way by.
While you're juggling?
Uh-huh.
That's a talent.
I can do
around
the back.
We need to see this today.
Will the entire talent show. Today.
All right. That's a great
idea. Digi only is 10-15 work for you. Digi only will the juggling today.
All right. Now, I much like Riley was trying to set the bar low with that Liam Neeson, whatever that was, I have not done anything extensive of juggling other than at softball practice juggling three softballs so the girls could be laughing at me. But that was it. So I don't know if we even have an apple in the house right now, so I can't guarantee the apple.
It's crazy that you have, well, can you do bananas or does it have to be brown?
See, banana is an awkward shape. I don't do knives. I don't do bowling pins.
Well, don't do
just
knives.
Round balls. That's all I... Junk.
So oranges, apples, peaches.
Again, oranges, you take a bite out of the rind or whatever that is, not going to work. But that's
actually good for you.
There is an apple that has not been fed to the deer upstairs, I will bring that down along with some juggling balls or whatever balls I make.
Well, ain't that something? Here I've been doing a show with you for 8 years, and I didn't know you juggled.
Well, why would I bring that up? And
because it's unique.
I feel like
it's not. Interesting.
There's lots of people that juggle.
There are a lot of people that say they can juggle, not actually be. I can juggle too. Does that count?
No, that's not juggling.
Like two balls.
At least three.
What is that?
I don't know. That's hacky sack, which I know played a key role in you becoming an NFL player. All right, I'll get my juggling balls during the break. Riley, we're going to need a second, and I don't want to tell you how to live your life. But after the Irishman, Liam Neeson, I don't know what you have in your repertoire.
Paul Skeens. I bet he's going to do Paul Skeens.
I would suggest that if you have someone as good as I have for Kermit D. Frog here,
that you go with your best guy. So who do you have to kind of get us back into a really good imitation rhythm before we do our dad joke for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. I actually also was doing Kermit the Frog. So I like that. Jason has a good idea. It's Kermit the Frog. Here, where's Miss Piggy?
Wait, do you do a Miss Piggy, Kermit?
No, I can't do Miss Piggy, but that's okay.
Jason sings this all the time.
Someday we'll find it. The Rainbow Connection.
Riley,
my only impression is Morgan Freeman. I nail Morgan Freeman, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but I think I need to start studying and getting better. I'm kind of embarrassed that you guys both have such good impressions, and my best one is better than your guys's, but still,
Can we hear
your trick pony?
Can we hear yours? I want to hear your. Do you
say it's
on Morgan Freeman?
It's on Wisconsin on Demand.
He doesn't
not
do it
about me. Right.
You got to find it on Wisconsin on Demand because Tausch doesn't do it on demand. What he does do on demand is tell us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, in which I get to tell you a dad joke. So take it away.
All right. Well, we love Gina Della and the great folks at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And I'm not going to lie to you, it's getting to be the middle of July, and I love this month's read because it incorporates my old pod and adjacent and bad dad jokes.
What do you call spaghetti in disguise?
I don't know.
An impasta.
I like that one. Shade and bake, as many of us say. Shade and bake that pasta. But you know what? My mind, it is on windows because Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has a fantastic deal going on right now. Pay as low as $18 per window, $81 per patio door per month. Pella completes the installation. No mess, no hassle, leaving nothing but perfect results behind. Certain restrictions do apply. The offer ends the end of July. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
More Riley impressions. So we've got the Irishman, we've got Kermit checked off the list. We'll see what we get in the next segment. I also do want to talk about something that Homer was freaking out about. Freaking out, man. We'll get to that as well. Stick around. It's Will Dean Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
All right, if you are not tuned in to the video stream, we are moments away from some juggling. We'll do a digi only. Well, I don't know. Like,
what
I can do it.
Do it?
I mean, I can do it right now.
Well, I mean, are you?
You think this
because,
is worth?
Listen, I know you well enough now to know you want to prep. Well, not like you do for the show or anything, but we'll do it next break. Stop doing it now. Well, you have to take
a
bite. Where's the
I
apple?
Hear we're supposed to tease.
Do you not
more.
Have an apple?
There were no apples available. I think they had gotten to the point of no one was going to eat them, so they've been fed to the backyard deer, which was what I was afraid of.
That feels a lot better than throwing them out. I'm so sick of throwing out fruit in our house. I'm so sick of it. They go buy all this bulk fruit, throw it in the freezer, man.
With the protein muffins.
Well, those protein
never
muffins.
Never to be seen again.
No, I'm gonna find some way to make those protein muffins work for young Ellen.
I know you will. All right, speaking of products, because I want to get to the Xavier McKinney thing because Homer is kind of freaking out, and maybe we can put together a little of the audio, not the entirety of it because that would be too much, frankly, but of Brian Bulaga and I trying to talk him down off that ledge a little bit last night. And I want to get to the rooting for an opposing pitcher to throw a no-hitter against your team in your stadium. I know that got you a little bit curious. So,
I
want to ask you something first. Because a friend of mine sent me, apparently, there are these protein chips. And I think one of our fans sent it to us at one point, too. But I don't know the pronunciation of the company. I would pronounce it Wildy. Others would pronounce it Wild. But there are chips, protein chips now, that bear my last name. And if we're being honest, you know, I'm as Tausch likes to say, heavier set fella. Protein chips are not at the top of my list of if there was a product that I would put my name on for eating. I feel like it would probably be ice cream.
Fair.
It feels like protein chips a little too healthy to bear my name.
But I think that's one of those deals where you're probably looking at this saying, this would be a great partner because I'm trying to eat healthier.
Yes.
It'd be great to have a snack that's portable, that's healthy, that adds a little protein in. So it actually, I saw that and I thought, You need to get to work.
I do.
Try them.
My first
and if
thought
you like
well.
Them, I can't imagine you won't. Who doesn't like chips?
Protein fortified. You know that I'm always looking for things that are protein fortified.
I heard it's organic, too. Probably organic.
So my good buddy Rob Hernandez sent that to me, and I did. My first thought was, boy, if we don't get them as a partner on Wildy and Tausch, I am not very good at this job at all. So I will do that. If you were to have a product, a Tauscher product, besides protein muffins that are freezer burned, what would yours be? Because we know, and you're going to tell us in a moment about your love of Coors Light, so you're not going up against the silver bullet. You're not going to have your own brew.
No. Nope.
What would it be?
So I actually worked with our good friends at Grassland Butter. It would be dairy related.
Yeah.
I would love to mix and match and basically start doing like they do in the beer industry and the cheese industry.
Oh,
I'd like to get into butters that have different different flavors. Sriracha and other stuff. That would be, I think, where I... Because, listen, man, butter's everywhere. Butter's... That's what I'd like to do.
So, sriracha is where you would start? You know, kind of a spicy butter?
We've had this discussion. Trevor is a very good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And we've had these discussions. I think there's a lot of moving parts with it, but I know Omar was on with us earlier this week with Christian Yelich when you guys were down at the ESPN Milwaukee Gruber Law Office studios. And they have their butter down there, man. They mix and match this butter.
Wait, Carnivore has great butter?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
Wow.
I mean, their steaks are top-notch, but I'm telling you right now, it's not just normal, plain old butter. They got a bunch of other stuff going. So, yes. That's where I would go.
Grassland is everywhere. It seems like whenever we get butter with something to go, like we did the Cheesecake Factory when we were in Madison, asked for butter to go with our rolls, Grassland Dairy Butter. So they're everywhere. Have you actually had anything beyond an exploratory, hey, this would be a good idea? Because let's be honest, you are an idea machine. You're an idea generator.
I have ideas, yes.
But very few of them get to market. And I would say...
You know, here's the deal. No, I'm not going to argue that very few... Yeah,
okay.
I'm not arguing that. But what I'm saying is, it's not that easy. You just snap your fingers and do that.
I understand.
So...
I understand.
Okay.
But
make sure you...
This feels like you've got the great partner and friendship. You've got a great idea. This feels like if there was one that would go further than just, hey, that's a good idea by Tausch, which we say a lot. The flavored butter, I've seen cinnamon butter for like on your French toast or whatever, so I feel like this is something you could pull off. And then Riley could be your spokesman.
There are a lot of people that do it already.
A lot of people doing
part
it.
Of
sure.
This too.
Yeah. All right, Riley.
Riley, we need one before we go to break. What do you got?
Okay, let me tell you something. Some people are saying that I don't know. I'm too young to know things of the past. Well, let me tell you, at WrestleMania, somebody's going down. Matt Coonan. I initiate a challenge. You say I'm too young. I don't know Dumb and Dumber. Well, let me tell you, I'm coming for you, brother. The cream rises to the top, and you're going down.
You sound like a psychopath.
Macho Man Randy Savage is a psychopath.
Did you not think it was Hulk Hogan?
I thought it was Hulk Hogan.
No, it's Macho Man.
I don't...
Just wait a second. That is not Macho Man Randy.
It is Macho Man. Look up the cream of the crop interview. It is him. I know it.
Does anyone else think that was 100% Hulk Hogan before?
Hi, me. It's me. I thought so, too. I was waiting for, hey, brothers, make sure you're taking your vitamins, saying your prayers.
He said brothers like 10 times. That's why I thought it was Hulk.
That's Hulk's thing.
I thought they both said it.
Yeah, but we're 0 for 2.
Aren't they related, too? Aren't they like cousins or brothers?
I feel like
there's a connection there. All right. This is... Are we regretting this decision? Yeah.
No, not at all. I'm actually encouraged by it.
All right. Well, if Randy Macho Man Savage were here, he would tell you that Coors Light.
How do you not? Just wait a second. You cannot do a Randy Macho Man Savage impersonation without snapping into a Slim Jim.
Right.
It is not.
Agreed.
It's not legal. Like, you can't, Riley. If you're ever doing that again, you have to snap into a Slim Jim. You can't sit there and say, "Brother,
Maybe it just proves that Matt Coonan was right the whole time.
Yeah, Coonan's right about a lot of stuff. And I bet it if you were asking him about beer, he'd agree with Old T, and Coors Light would be the beer in your hand if you're looking to chill. Three-step process, cold process, cold lagered, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged. With the weekend coming, you better make sure it is. We got a lot of baseball to be played, and I can assure you after we play, after all of our games are played, I'm going to want to make sure my mountains on Coors Light's cold-activated bottles and cans are baby blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection on a 92-degree day. Coors Light will be in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
Not sure if Tausch is cracking open the blue bottle, the Blue Mountains, after an 8 a.m. softball game. We'll have to ask him about that. And would he have been rooting for Mr. Livy Dunn last night as he was authoring a no-hitter at AmFam Field? We'll ask him that as well. That's all straight ahead. And more Riley impersonations next.
I mean, are we going to bat 50? Are we going to bat 50% with his impersonations?
Hey, look, you hit 500, you're in the Hall of Fame. You hit 500 with imitations,
we'll
be lucky.
You're in, yeah.
We'll all find out together next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Before we get to the near no-hitter last night at AmFam Field, which I didn't frankly know about until Jen Latta mentioned it on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 7 to 9 every weekday on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, I figured that I would have heard about it had it been a full-fledged 9-inning no-hitter, but apparently they didn't quite get there. Riley, to stay on schedule, we're going to need another one of your voices?
Yeah, I can do that. It's me, Gronk, or maybe you're more familiar with Joe Swanson from Family Guy. Hey, Peter, how's it going, man? You know, I'm more of a Gronk guy myself, or whatever that character from the B-movie is. So we got the poison for Cusco, the poison designed specifically for Cusco, Cusco's poison.
Got it.
Poison?
Your best one yet.
Hey,
positive that I'm right. Putty. Putty from Seinfeld.
Patrick Warburton. Great guy.
Putty. That's him. Well done. It's your best one.
Thank
by
you.
Far. You bet.
I agree. It is your best one. I thought for a second there you were doing Gronk. I don't know what Gronk really sounds like. I don't know if I've listened to him enough, but you said Gronk's name and it got me a little thrown. Very well
done.
Yeah,
you can't say, hey, this is Conor McGregor. I thought the same thing. Like,
well, wait a minute now.
I said Gronk from Emperor's New Groove.
No. I know he wasn't being Gronk.
Yeah.
And then once
right.
he started talking, by far your best one so far.
Sweet.
I mean, we did do an invitation in which it began with,
hi-ho, Kermit D. Frog here.
So he does
yeah,
say
but you did that there. First. That was, no, that was...
Okay.
That's a throw.
Fair enough.
I don't even
right.
count that one.
All right. We will continue to roll on with these. I feel like we've maybe had a breakthrough. I don't want to get my hopes up, but that was good. I'm hoping that it's kind of like breaking up a no-hitter because we were struggling at the plate up until that point. So, Tausch, did you watch any of this game? I know you're a big Skeens and Livy Dunn fan. So, did
yeah,
you watch
I am
the
a
game?
Skeens fan. Listen, I like stars. I like when people get excited about something. And for Major League Baseball, they need something. They need a pick-me-up. And this young man seems to be, he draws eyeballs, and I think people are intrigued by him. So, yeah, I watched some of the game, and you could tell the Brewers, first off, battled him and forced him into throwing a lot of pitches early in the game. I don't love the fact that the days of Nolan Ryan and Sandy Koufax and Dave Steeb, I don't mind.
Phil Negro.
They're not going to throw 108. They're not Mike Kruko. The days of throwing 160-pitch complete games, Walter Johnson, wasn't that the guy that led the – I think he's the all-time leader in wins – and complete games.
Yeah, and I believe
Big White
Harvey,
Horse, I think they called him.
If I remember right, a guy named Harvey Haddix, who pitched for the Pittsburgh. He pitched for Pittsburgh. He threw like a 12 inning no hitter and lost, I think.
Well, Jack Morris did the 10 inning thriller in the World Series.
Bob Feller.
I love that, but those days are over. And should I, you know. Is throwing a no-hitter a big deal? Yeah, I think it still is. But these guys, they're going to throw 100 to 110 pitches, all they're getting. So if you're not super efficient, you're not going to get it. Should they have kept him in? I get why they didn't. I don't love it. But I can't sit here in good faith and talk about player safety and caring about people. I just don't know if there's more Tommy John surgeries than there's ever been.
Right.
There's more arm injuries than ever. And I don't know. Yeah, I'd have to go back and look. Joaquin Andujar, I don't know how many elbow surgeries he had.
How many no-hitters did he have?
Dave Stewart seemed to pitch every fourth day, and he had those humongous quads.
Yeah,
like he was Quadzilla before Quadzilla.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
He threw a ton of pitches. Bob Welch would throw, you know, 8-9 innings a turn. And he didn't blow his arm out, so I don't know about the analytics of it. And obviously, there's more torque. So I wanted to see it, but I can't in good faith say, throw him out there and have him pitch 120. I can't. I want to, but I can't.
All right, so on the flip side of that, as a competitor, like I didn't...
Frank Tanana. Old lefty Frank Tanana, he'd throw a no-hitter. He'd throw 9 innings.
So wait, now are you throwing out just random 80s pitchers?
Yes.
Or okay,
I am,
because I don't think Frank Tanana has a no hitter on his resume, but I will fact check that.
No, I'm not. I'm saying he would give you 9 innings.
He would keep going. Mike Caldwell,
yes,
from the old school Brewers
Tell me, Don Sutton with those curls.
Don
Sutton would finish 9 innings.
Another great one. Yeah, no doubt. Your 1980s no-hitters. Do you want to do this? I think you want to do this.
Burt be home by 11?
I don't see him on the list, but Bob Forsch for the St. Louis Cardinals is. And his brother Ken had one in 1979. Jerry Royce. Len Barker. Dave Righetti. Nolan Ryan.
Lefty. 7 of them.
Mike Witt. Mike Scott.
Witt.
Of course, in 1987, the first no-hitter in Brewers history by?
Juan Nieves.
Well done. Robin Yount, diving catch in center field that I don't know if he had a dive for in Baltimore.
Dude, Mike Scott was, what a stud he was. Threw a big, heavy splitter.
Astros?
Down to the old dome. Right? Yep, in the old Astrodome. Yep.
Randy Johnson. There were not a lot of 1980s.
Is baseball more popular in our era because there's nothing else?
And baseball card collecting?
I know, but people still collect cards. Baseball so popular with us? And it's so, not that it's unpopular, but it's ranking in the totem pole keeps going down.
Right. And we're talking about how when you go to the game, it's too long, and you got to be able to have other things at your stadium so when people walk around.
Short.
Jocko does. Not to be confused with the Jocko that says good, but the Jocko from NBC 15 in Madison.
Correct.
Let me ask you this. Does Max collect baseball cards? Like, does he go to the grocery store and buy baseball cards?
Sort of.
Like, the reason why you and I are able to do what we do with random catchers and pitchers and all that stuff is we collected baseball cards. So we knew everybody who played in the league by extension of collecting baseball cards, I would argue. I don't think kids today do that. The quality of the video game options that we had with Atari, Intellivision, and ColecoVision, not nearly as high to compete with. So yeah. I don't think they know the league. And I don't think they love the game so much. I also would say, and I'm not speaking for Max here, but I would speak for my girls, they much rather would do something than watch something. So, like, Sid would rather play in a softball game than watch a softball game on television.
Well, everybody, I think we did that too, but we still loved, we still could name players and still do that. And I don't know, I think it's more of the options that are available to people, the YouTubes and the TikToks and the blah, 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 and Netflix and blah, blah, blah. That, I think, is more in line with it. Mm-hmm. We were limited. I can remember getting the newspaper and going to look to see where the batting averages were. Like, oh, Robin Yount's up at the third place. Right. And that's just that, obviously, that ain't going to happen. But I don't know. I don't even know if in football, maybe they can tell you in 25 years, maybe Max and Sid, they could sit there and say, oh, yeah, Roy Green was a great wideout for the Arizona Cardinals. I don't know. Maybe that'll happen.
Yeah.
Doubtful.
No, I would agree. All right, before we get to trivia, which we have coming up, I think we need another imitation. Riley?
I defeat all men. Soon I defeat real champion. If he dies, he dies. I'm a fighter from Soviet Union.
This is a tough. I know
I
who you were going
Soviet
for.
He is not human. He is piece of iron.
Atsumya!
You know it.
My name is like dragon, but less.
You
come
know,
on, dude. You can't give that much description, bro. Oh, come
what,
on.
What
man.
Else am I supposed to do? I can talk like this too. It doesn't matter.
I fight Sylvester Stallone in Rocky IV.
You know, what else do you want me to do? I can change. I can talk normal. I can say ESPN Madison.
If yous can change, if yous can change, and I can change, and we can change. Come on.
Maybe, I guess I should have done dialogue from Creed 2. Sorry, I did not know that. Do you want to guess? Do you want to know it or not? I don't understand.
All right, I'm just going to say this was a risky play for you because Tausch loves him some Rocky IV, and you were not.
I do.
It would have had to be a really, really well executed Drago.
Well, Jason, you can't say names in this, like, oh, I killed you, Apollo, and now Rocky come. And, you can't do that. It doesn't matter how good your impersonation is. You know from context that that's the case.
I do believe it was over when he said, if he dies, he dies. I think we all knew where he was going.
So I guess you want to guess. You don't want me to actually quote character. You just want me to do voice.
No,
and
I don't
you
mind
guess.
You quoting characters, but I mean,
can't give it away.
I mean, You're giving away the cow, man. You're giving away the cow.
All right.
Growth is not linear.
Okay? What's the deal with airplane food, George? Hey, Elaine, what's the deal with that, huh? I mean,
Kramer, get out of my refrigerator!
Who was that, guys? Is that a good impersonation?
Riley, it's time now for trivia.
Yep. I knew I was going to take flack for this category.
Great impersonators? Is that the category?
No, that would have been a good category. But I'm really dialed in to this new college football video game coming out. So
that's why he doesn't know anybody who plays the majors.
Yeah, I know people who play in the majors. Where are we getting this from? And Jason,
just wait a second, okay. Riley, don't look.
Alright.
How many the Brewers play the Nationals this weekend?
Yes.
How many Nationals can you name right now?
That's dang it. you may have got me on the Nationals. I'm not really tuned into the Nationals. Shoot. Fine.
Hard to believe.
You got me.
All right, but Sorry. You are tuned in to EA Sports College Football 25.
Yes, sir. I am.
Why is it always a year farther into the future with these games? Like Madden 25 will be coming up for the 24 season, right? Why do they do that?
I feel like it's because the season ends in 25. The national championship and the playoff will be in the next year. I'm not sure, to be honest.
Okay, well, I'm not sure about this category, but we're all going to find out together.
I think the questions are doable.
All right, well, we'll find out.
All right, so what section are you in, Riley, tonight again?
429.
429.
Okay, we got to take caller 429.
4 plus 2 is 6, plus 9 is 15. Caller 15. Caller 15, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 15 for Wildy and Tausch Trivia. Yesterday we talked about Taylor Swift in Miami and Tausch's efforts to get Sarah and Eleanor there.
So, quick question for you. Watching Unsportsmanlike this morning, Evan and Chris and Smalls did a great job. They raised, I think, $250K for the V Foundation. It was Jimmy V Day yesterday.
Yeah, right.
So, it was awesome. And they had a couple of different people on from the Jimmy V Foundation, Stuart Scott's component to that.
Right, yep.
And I'm not going to lie to you, somebody came on from the Miami Dolphins on their show. And I was going to text Evan saying, there's your in. Didn't do it because it's not classy, but it was in my mind.
Are you going to text him later?
I don't know. I think maybe you should text him and say, it was not appropriate, so I didn't do it.
Okay.
But I thought about it.
Okay. I feel like if you don't do it in real time, but you do it, you circle
really
back,
I
I'm sure
like
that's
really IPT.
You think so?
It's pretty IPT.
Did the Dolphins guy come on and say we're auctioning off 4 tickets to Taylor Swift
awesome.
To raise money for the V Foundation?
How good would that be?
See, this is.
But no, it's not.
Oh, okay. Then I think you're good. All right. Trivia is next after Tausch tells us about how he's going to earn all kinds of money at Fortrea to pay for these Taylor Swift tickets.
FortreaClinicalTrials.com. I keep telling you guys, it's not just for the big people. We've said that body mass index is a certain thing. It's not what it is. There's a bunch of different studies that are available. Go ahead, go to FortreaClinicalTrials.com, check it out, find the study and the dates and the times, phoners, they got phone callers, they got all these different options. See what fits your schedule. This one, healthy men and women of non-childbearing potential, age 18 to 60, BMI of 18.5 to 30. Study involves a stay of 11 nights, one stay, plus 2 follow-ups. $5,302 for your time and participation. Again, head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com. Find the study that fits for you and find that money to go get on their studies. Again, FortreaClinicalTrials.com.
We'll be judging Riley's questions the way we've been judging his voices. Caller 15 to play Riley Yauch Trivia. 844-770-3776. We shall play next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around.
To Joe on Twitter, X, for reminding us the Candyman had a no-hitter.
Oh, the Candyman.
Yeah, you know who that
John
is?
John Candelaria?
John Candelaria, 1977.
I'm not going to lie to you.
You could do an entire show doing
me.
This.
Check no, I could. I love, you know I love that. But why these things stay in my head...
Yeah,
it's just befuddling.
And you can't remember a topic if I steer you away from it to go to
no,
break?
No, I... 100%. It's yeah, it's a weird dynamic.
John Candelaria pitched a 2-0 no-hitter on August 9th, 1976 against the Los Angeles Dodgers with Duffy Dyer behind the dish. Now, one more random no-hitter for those of you that enjoy this, which probably is not a large percentage of our program or our listenership, but I'm enjoying it. Tausch mentioned Burt Beholm Blylevin. He pitched a no-hitter.
Berman's best. Berman's best nickname.
It is, I would agree. September 22nd, 1977, a 6-0 Texas Rangers win over the California Angels with Jim Sundberg behind the plate.
Oh, I love Jimmy Sundberg. Bobby Gritch. Remember Bobby Gritch?
Bobby Gritch, yeah. He's no Ron Say. All right, we can't do this. We got to play trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Dusty in Madison, a first-time contestant. Dusty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Dusty, I don't want to ask you your age, but I'm going to. How old are you?
I'm 43.
All right, so do you do the same sort of thing? I mean, Tausch is a little bit older than you. I'm a little bit older than Tausch. But do you do this with random baseball names, Mickey Hatcher?
Oh, yeah. I used to get the Topps and the Donruss full sets when I was a kid.
Uh-huh. Well, now the kids play EA Sports College Football 25, and that's what they do their trivia on. So let's play trivia with our first-time contestant, Dusty. Tausch, you have question number one.
All right, Dusty. Which song, which was made popular by Wisconsin football games, will not be in EA College Sports Football 25? Is it Build Me Up Buttercup, A Jump Around, or Oops, Goody Did It Again? He keeps getting draft picks home. Okay, what do you got, Dusty?
I'm going to guess Jump Around.
Riley, why is
that? I would have got that wrong. Is Oops, Goody Did It Again actually going to be in?
I wish. I wonder if you can upload audio, you could put it in the game.
Yeah, but I believe Oops, Goody Did It Again was not made popular by Wisconsin football games, so that allows him to put that as an option.
Yes, but Jump Around will not be in the game because they couldn't get it licensed. I'm assuming House of Pain just made it too expensive. Enter Sandman also will not be in the game. That's Virginia Tech's intro hype song.
Oh, interesting. So, Metallica looking to get some extra.
That makes sense.
This trivia is getting more and more interesting. We just learned something. Right. That's what we're always looking for in trivia questions.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly
nice
better
job,
than the voices. All right, question two is this. Badgers defensive back Ricardo Hallman, who was recently revealed to be rated a 91 overall in the game, led the FBS in which statistical category last season? Was it passes defended, fumbles recovered, or interceptions?
Passes defended.
That's a tough question number two here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interceptions. How many did he have, Riley?
He had, I think it was 6 or 7. I didn't look at the actual stat.
Outstanding
coverage. Yeah. I thought, given that I said it in my Badger Minute in the break right before trivia, I thought this one was doable.
I think it's 7.
Fair enough.
I think it's 7.
All right. Well, let's bounce back here.
All right, Dusty, which Big Ten running back is one of the game's cover athletes? Is it Keyshawn Junkins, Donovan Edwards, or Travion Henderson?
I don't know. Travion Henderson?
It should be. That's a
should be Maserati Marv, am I right?
I'm not going to lie to you. Those last two questions, Riley.
What would Liam Neeson say about them?
You know, I think Liam Neeson thought they were pretty good, but that's fine.
Doesn't sound anything like Liam Neeson. All right, Dusty.
Liam Neeson.
I'm sorry.
Dusty, do you have any good Dusty, can you do any good impressions before we let you go?
Or bad ones. We're taking those two.
Bad impressions?
Yeah,
maybe Sean Connery. The game is a foot for back.
Let's hear.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Pretty good.
Not bad. My favorite thing that, was it Daryl Hammond who did that imitation? Was when he would read the category, but he would change it, and it would still be the everything that's written there, but it would be changing it to something much less appropriate. I always thought that was hilarious.
Yes,
I didn't want to do that. I had a few examples holstered there, and then I thought none of them are probably appropriate, and I don't want to get in trouble.
Definitely the one I'm thinking of is not appropriate.
Dusty... You only got one right, so you only have two entries into the drawing later in the show. But we had a lot of fun, and we appreciate your loyalty to the show, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
That was trivia. We still need another Riley voice before Tausch tells us about Everlight Solar to end the 9 o'clock hour. Riley, what do you have ready for us now? And if I may suggest, after those last two trivia questions, you might want to consider one of your better ones.
Yeah, it's over-exaggerated, but this is one of them. You don't want me to say anything that gives away the character, so just... I think that should do it.
Is that Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, it is, again, over-exaggerated. You know, get to the chopper. Ah!
What?
That is how Arnold talks. He talks like this. You know, you watch Terminator.
Riley, you could, if you could have brought up,
sounds like
because I think he was in the Tribosom, right? Wasn't he in the Tribosom?
He was. That would have been a good way, yes.
The Tribosom. What is the Tribosom?
Yeah.
Riley wasn't
Arnold, you yesterday. Know what a tribosom is. If there's one guy I know knows what a tribosom is, it'd be Arnold.
But this Arnold is not. I'm sorry.
That sounds...
That's actually not bad.
It sounds better. Okay.
No, I like it.
All right.
Okay.
Better.
It's better than his Drago.
Drago, yeah.
See, if I just didn't say it was Drago, if I did something else, I think it would have been fine. I got to stop picking.
No.
You're really focusing on... You're a big European guy, huh? Like, you're really focusing on Eastern and Northern Europe.
Yeah.
True.
I appreciate the effort. It sounded to me more like Arnold Schwarzenegger doing either Animal from the Muppet Show or Cookie Monster from Sesame Street. So there was
definitely
a little
had
bit
a Cookie
of...
Monster there
was some,
vibe.
There was a vibe to it. All right. Riley will keep them going. For better or for worse, are you regretting yet putting this in your Q&A for your birthday?
A little bit. I feel like this is, I really feel like the producer of Wildy and Tausch now because people are starting to dunk on me on the talk and text line. So now I'm like, oh, this is probably how Jesse feels a lot of the time. So, no, it's good experience.
The full Jesse experience. I love it. We will kick off the 10 o'clock hour in 2 minutes, and we will do it with my wide receiver. I didn't even know I did wide receiver rankings. But we're going to do them next. It's Wildy and Tausch.